You're listening to SBS News.
And you might like to fill up the bird bath.
From gardening
to
reading,
swallowing the collar to swoop the chook,
to playing the piano. They're part of an important weekly ritual for Nan Carey and the Fryatt-Tigas family. Jessica Fryatt-Tigas is from England and her husband's from Brazil. They have three children under five, Laius and identical twins Chloe and Saskia. Neither has extended family in Australia, prompting them to join a not-for-profit group which links families with surrogate grandparents, in this case with a woman they have come to call Nan Carey.
For my husband's mother, she's never seen them at all because she's had to look after her mother in Brazil and she hasn't been able to travel. For my parents, they come out annually, if they can. So, and I've been back to the UK once to see my parents with Laius, but as soon as the twins came, it was a little bit harder.
Ms. Fryatt-Tigas says she was concerned her children were missing the influence of an older person in their lives and decided she should ensure her kids had that influence.
Fostering those relationships with an older person and seeing those ethics and values come through from that generation, which I think is missed in my peer group or the younger generation.
And the benefits go both ways. Now retired former librarian Nan Carey is an active member of the community and enjoys sharing her love of gardening, music and reading with others. But moving to a coastal town with a large retiree community and away from her own immediate family made her miss the company of younger people. Volunteering to be involved in the life of a young family has helped her stay connected.
It keeps me in touch with younger people, but equally so, I don't have quite a lot of contact with younger people. So you miss out on that and you just feel like you're moving in one circle of your age group. And it's lovely to get the variety and feel involved again, you're more part of life. And I enjoy it because I love all the things that the kids want to do.
Find a Grandparent founder Kate Clough set up the website 6 years ago. It was not only for migrants, but for anyone without grandchildren or grandparents due to many factors, including distance or family breakdown. Her initial motivation, though, was to find a surrogate grandparent for her own children after migrating from Germany. She eventually found a woman in the local area who still has regular contact with her family.
I think I pretty much set it up out of own desperation. So my family here in Australia, we don't have any wider family around, so no grandparents for my children. I thought that was really sad. I was very close to my own grandma when I grew up and I wanted to give my kids the same experience. So that was the reason why I set it up. But then I thought lots of families will be in the same situation like me and they'll benefit from it and the older people will benefit from it as well.
Demographers say the effects of a more mobile world population are also being felt by older people left at home. Populations around the world are aging, resulting in an increasing need for long-term care. In countries where government social support systems are insufficient, care often falls to families and adult children are also expected to care for their relatives. Dr. Liz Allen is a demographer at the Australian National University in Canberra.
Certainly, this is something that we are seeing worldwide, that kind of intergenerational relationships are interrupted. So I think from a parent perspective or a grandparent perspective, their reliance on that network of their children, their adult children, to care for them as they age is disrupted. Now that of course means different financial supports and social supports that are needed for those countries. The elderly parents struggle to cope with looking after themselves, and in countries that have a long established history of families caring for the elderly, it's a big problem.
She says countries such as China and Japan are being forced to find new and creative ways of adapting to their rapidly ageing populations.
So there are facilities, much like your youth centre, that becomes an age centre where people can go and participate in yoga and exercise that is suited for the elderly. So we're seeing really smart ways of coping with this change in family and migration patterns.
Jessica Fry at Tigger says she understands many have safety concerns about allowing strangers into their families. She encourages isolated families to choose programs that require all volunteers to complete police checks, including working with children checks. Beyond that, she insists parents should also spend some time with volunteers to see if they're a good match in terms of values and interests.
Obviously, the first meeting is non-obligational to see if there's a click. You can usually use your mother's instinct and the relationship will develop over time. You know if it's right.
He swallowed the galah to swoop the chook. I don't know why he swallowed that chook.
Nan Carey says many adults need to remember how to have fun.
Children make you feel young, so I enjoy that. And you play. And we don't play as we get older, so it's lovely to play.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS World News.
Multitasking already.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.